ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ब्रह्मानंदवल्ली 8th अनुवाक। अन्नम् न परिचक्षीतम् तद्व्रतम् आपो वा अन्नम् ज्योतिरन्नादम् अप्सु ज्योतिः प्रतिष्ठितम् ज्योतिष्यापः प्रतिष्ठिताः तदेतदन्नमन्ने प्रतिष्ठितम् स य एतदन्नमन्ने प्रतिष्ठितं वेद प्रतितिष्ठति एतदन्नमन्ने प्रतिष्ठितं वेद अन्नवानन्नादो भवति महान् भवति प्रजया पशुभिर्ब्रह्मवर्चसेन महान् कीर्त्या। इन् दिस् ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ली The third part of teaching begins from the 7th anuvaka. The first part is Brahma Lakshanam, Vyakhyanam. Afterwards, Pancha Kosha, Viveka Prakriya. We have seen, Brahmanandavalli, beginning. It's Bhruguvalli, okay. Still I am in that Brahmanandavalli. So in this Bhruguvalli, Bhrugu come to know that Anandam is Brahman. That Ananda Swarupam is Brahman. Having understood that Brahma Swarupam, he remains as Brahman. That is the first part of the teaching. Because he is the one who understood that Brahman is none other than myself. Bhrigu Maharshi understood Brahman is non-separate from me. In this body-mind complex, in the form of consciousness, I am available. That I am is none other than the Ananda Swarupam. Anando Brahme iti Brahma iti Vyajanat. Vyajanat, he has understood. Having presented this much, now Upanishad enters to that second part of the teaching. The Bhruguvalli, the second part of teaching is disciplines. How one can attain that knowledge like Bhrugu by inquiry. What father gave that abhyasa practice in the inquiry inner? Tapas. Tapas is called inquiry. One has to dwell upon that Brahman. Just as worldly people always think about worldly matters, about family, children, house, all the time. How much contemplation worldly people, materialistic people are doing? That is tapas they are doing. They are doing their own tapas. A mother always do tapas about her son or daughter. Husband also always does tapas about his house and children and homemaker, you know, housewife also always do tapas about what? Kitchen tapas. Kitchen, interior decoration, lot of tapas she does. Then Shastra asks, enough what you have done tapas for family's sake, for relatives' sake, now do tapas for your sake. Never forget your tapas. Personal means not selfishness. Oh, real tapas is this tapas. You have to recognize what you are. Family, children are only meant to your inner growth, inner maturity. You have to grow. That for that sake only family setup designed. You have to understand that. Family is not the be-all and end-all. Children's settlement is not be-all and end-all, but make your settlement. What settlement? I have already settled. This is local settlement. According to Bhagavan, real settlement is abiding in your own nature. That settlement, Bhrigu attained, Varuna attained, all Maharshis attained, Maitri attained, Gargi attained. So therefore, how we can attain, you have to follow certain disciplines. That is second part of teaching from 7th Anuvaka onwards up to 7, 8, 9, 10. 4 Anuvakas, 4 disciplines, 4 Upasanas, Upanishad gives. Now that story part, Bhrigu Varuna part is over. 7th Anuvaka, we saw Prana Sharira Upasanam. There, Annamna Nindyat is the Vratam. In the second part of teaching law, what was the Vratam given? First Vratam is Annamna Nindyat. Never criticize the food. Never blame the food. Annamna Nindyat Tad Vratam. Pranam Shariram Anna Annada Sambandaha Visa. Anna Annada Sambandaha means supported relation. Here anna means don't take as food. Annam annadahana, supported relationship between prana and shariram. Shariram is the supporter of prana. Prana is the supporter of shariram. Shariram is supported by prana. Therefore, prana is the supporter. Shariram is supported. Similarly, prana is supported, shariram is the supporter. From both the angles, you have to see. One is supporter, one is supported. From one angle. If you see from another angle, another one is anna annadahana. Both of them are called annadaha. Both of them are called annam. Both of them are supporters, both of them are supported. How? Mutually. Mutually they are supported relationship they have. How they have supported relation? Without prana, shariram cannot survive. Without shariram, prana cannot exist in the body. So medium is required for prana to stay in this body. And prana is required for this body to remain as body. Otherwise, it will become shavam. Shivaha, body, will become shavam without prana. Therefore, pratishtha, pratishthita, sambandha, supporter, supported relationship. We are seeing that, you know, in our body. So, first vratam, another upasana. Whoever sees this body, prana, as supporter, supported, and respect the body and prana, both of them with this relationship, he will get plenty of food. He will become so prosperous. He will become so famous in the society, popular, and he can give plenty of food to all people. He get everything, whatever he desires. This is the first anuvaka, 7th anuvaka, no? First vratam, first upasana, over. We saw. And the second one also I have introduced in the last class, 8th Anuvaka. These are all like a ground preparation. There is a ground preparation, you know. You want to sow a seed, you have to clean the ground properly. That is called ground preparation. What is the ground here? No? Mind is the ground. Mind is the ground, not grinder. Okay. Mind is the ground to purify by these vratams and upasanas. The more you purify the mind by the vratam and upasanas, the mind will get expansive capacity. Expansive means it can do the virat upasana. The relation between the individual and the total. Individual prana and sariram, there is relation. And relation between that individual and the total, you have to see. So that you can see the entire universe is nothing but whole body, adhyatmam and adhibhautikam are interdependent. Adhyatmam and adhibhautikam also interdependent. Therefore, he says now in the 8th anvaka, he takes another second vratam, that is fire and water. Jyoti means fire, apaha means waters. So fire and water, both are interdependent. Fire helps, the fire means heat. Jyoti means aditya, you take suryaha. Suryaha evaporates the water. He takes the water through his rays, the water will become vapors. And that water in vapor form, it goes and form as a cloud. How the water goes, can you and I cannot take, no? And the Lord Sun through his heat, that is called Jyoti Tattvam, Agni Tattvam, takes the water into vapor form, and that water again condensed, and that water become as a water bearing clouds. Again that water come as a rain to us. So Jyotihi Apaha, see the connection, interconnection. And not only that, fire, that which dries up the water. You pour water, what will happen after some time? You don't see any drop of water. What happens to the whole water? It evaporates or dries up by the Jyoti, light or heat, light and heat. Isn't it? Similarly, water is that which put off the fire also. If you want to put off the fire, what you do? You pour water. Dosa kallu thirimilyo, dosa kallu mele thanni potta enna aidum? Evaporate. And sometimes you put off fire, you put water. So to stop the fire, you put water. Water can be evaporated by fire. Both are interdependent. Innum puriyanavanna, when your body is maintaining certain some temperature always, no, normal temperature is there. Irukkalyo? Thank God. All of us are maintaining the normal temperature in our body. This temperature, sometimes you see a person when he has got a fever, no, he has to get sweating and the sood. Varana keda varana manna, temperature has eranganu manna, that body has to get sweating. No? What is sweating? Nothing but water principle. Is it not? So that sweating in the form of urination, sweating, and that heat of the body comes down. So in the body, heat is there, temperature is there, water content is there, both are interdependent. Another beauty, you say daham daham ani solluven dahikkirade na daham enna that which burns. I am feeling dahama irukken dahama irukken enna artham. I feel so thirsty and I want more water. Daham and burning sensation in the stomach. There is no water in the stomach. Jatharagni is burning the stomach. What you do? Matak matakna or 10 glass illa water you can drink. Then you drink lemon juice. All this water to pacify your heat in the body. That's why it is called daham. Dah means to burn. Dah principle belong to what? Fire principle. ஃபயர் பிரின்சிபிள் பிலாங் தட் தாகம் வை யூ ஆர் டேக்கிங் வாட்டர் அண்ணா. இன்னும் கொஞ்சம் ஃபயர் எடுக்கலாமே, சூடானது சாப்பிடலாம், அம்மா கூலானது கூடுண்ணா. ஐ வாண்ட் கூல். தட்ஸ் வை இன் சம்மர் யூஸ் லாட் ஆஃப் கூல் ட்ரிங்க்ஸ். வை பீப்புள் ஆர் டேக்கிங் பெஸ்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள், ஸோ மெனி கூல் ட்ரிங்க்ஸ், ஐஸ்கிரீம்ஸ், காளியோ காளி அண்ணா. இது என்னடா கனெக்ஷன் என்ன, சூரிய பகவான் சூரிய தட் ஹீட் ஹேஸ் இன்க்ரீஸ்டு ஸோ மச், தேர் ஃபார் லாட் ஆஃப் வாட்டர் கண்டென்ட் இஸ் ரிக்வயர்டு. அண்ட் மெனி மேக்சைன்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ரைட் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ ட்ரிங்க் மோர் வாட்டர், ட்ரிங்க் மோர் வாட்டர். ஏன் ஜோதி இஸ் இன்க்ரீசிங், ஃபயர் பிரின்சிபல் இஸ் இன்க்ரீசிங், த டெம்பரேச்சர் இஸ் இன்க்ரீசிங், தேர் ஃபார் டேக் மோர் வாட்டர். தட்ஸ் வாட் உபனிஷத் இஸ் டெல்லிங். Upanishad is giving this principle already, which is interdependency in her. That's what we are seeing. Tad vratam, don't first nindyat, na nindyat annam vratam. Here second vratam, annam na parichakshita, don't waste the food. Tad vratam, apahava annam jyotihi annadaha. Water is eaten by the fire. கரெக்டு தானே? இப்போ அதான் சொன்னேன். ஸோ அப்படி இந்த எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் எல்லாம் சொன்னேன், உங்களுக்கு நல்லா புரியும்னு சொல்லி அந்த எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ் ஐ ஹாவ் கிவன். ஸோ வாட்டர் இஸ் இன்டீட் ஈட்டன் பை த ஃபயர், கரெக்ட் இஸ் இட் நாட்? வாட்டர் இஸ் ஈட்டன் பை த ஃபயர் தட் இஃப் போர் வாட்டர் தட் ஃபயர் வில் ஜஸ்ட் ட்ரைஸ் அப் த வாட்டர். ஜோதிஹி அன்னாதா, jyotihi means the fire is the eater of water na artham, fire is the eater of water. Similarly the fire is the eaten annadaha. You have to supply both each sides, eaten by the water and the water is the eater of the fire. Ipdi solrenu, water is the eater of the fire, fire is the eater of the water. Water is eaten by the fire, fire is eaten by the water. Both of them consumes each other an artham. Clear? Both of them consumes each other. That is the meaning. So, in from your body, stomach level, jatharagni, samana prana. Okay? There, that example you can take. Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashritaha. That example. Then, jyotihi pratishthitam, fire is supported by the waters, apsu, jyotihi pratishthitam apsu. Then, apaha pratishthita jyotishi, water is supported by the fire, water is supported by the fire. That is the meaning. Then, தத் ஏதத் அன்னம் பிரதிஷ்டிதம் அன்னேன. Thus, அன்னம் is supported. அன்னம் is supported by அன்னம். And அன்னாதா is supported by அன்னாதா. அன்னம் is supported by அன்னம் means what? If you take fire as அன்னம், it is supported by another அன்னம். Why? What is that? Fire. Fire is annam also, annadaha also. Is it not? Fire annam is supported by another annam which is water. Water is supported by another annam that which is fire. Fire annadaha is supported by another annadaha, what is waters. Water is supported by another annadaha, that is fire. Now, both of them are, since they are supported, both of them are annam, both of them are annadaha. Just like one woman herself, mother, paati, mamiyar, sister, then roles play pandrom illayo. Similarly, fire can be called as supporter and supported. Water can be called as supporter, supported. You all have taken water in the morning. If you don't take water and come, you see, kannella eriyum. Water ki kannuki eriyadhukku sambandham enna anna? Sood. Heat will produce. Once you take water, appa, cool a irukkena. Edho Upanishad class la ukkarana sonna ennamo paapam swaminu pesindranga na. அப்படி தோணும். ஆனால் வாட் இஸ் ப்ராக்டிக்கலி வி ஆர் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் உபனிஷத் இஸ் டாக்கிங். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் உபாசனம். ஸோ டெய்லி அது வாட்டர் வரலையா, இன்னும் வாட்டர் வரலையா, என்ன ட்ரிங்கிங் வாட்டர், பெஸ்லரி வாட்டரு, ஏதோ வாட்டர் ஹேஸ் டு கம். இஃப் வாட்டர் ஓன்ட் கம் தட்ஸ் ஆல். அதுக்கு தட் ஃபைவ் டென் கேன்ஸ் வி கீப், சம்மர் வருதுன்னா இன்னொரு எக்ஸ்ட்ரா கேன்ஸு. வாட்டர் இஸ் மோர் நோ வி ஆர் யூஸிங் இன் த சம்மர். த பெஸ்ட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் அவர் ஓன் பாடி. தென் சஹா யஹா வேத ஏதத்து, ஹூ எவர் நோஸ் திஸ் இன் திஸ் மேனர், ஹூ மெடிடேட்ஸ் அப்பான் வேத மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் நாட் ஜஸ்ட் நோயிங் வித் ரெவரன்ஸ் ரெஸ்பெக்ட், ஒன் ஹேஸ் டு மெடிடேட் அப்பான் திஸ் வாட்டர். நவ் யூ நோ வை வி வர்ஷிப் வாட்டர். வித்தவுட் வாட்டர் ஐ கெனாட் சர்வைவ், தேர்ஃபார் ஐ வர்ஷிப் வாட்டர். வித்தவுட் ஃபயர் பிரின்சிபிள், ஹீட் பிரின்சிபிள், திஸ் பாடி கெனாட் சர்வைவ். Therefore, that Agni Tattvam, Jyoti Tattvam, to be worshipped, invoked, meditated upon. Annam Pratishthitam Anne Pratitishthati, he also gets established. One who meditates in this manner, Annam is supported by Annam, Annadaha is supported by Annadaha. Whoever meditates in this manner gets established. Just as they are all established, pranam, fire and water, they established, this person also well settled. Job enna ahumo nu bayam irukadu. Indha maadhiri illa upasana pannina, there is no problem. In how much problem comes outside, but he is always in a stable, established, in artham. Established. Not only that, annavan bhavati, same like repetition in the previous mantra, he becomes the possessor of food. Annavan means a possessor of food, he becomes. Annadaha bhavati, enjoyer of food, he becomes. Mahan bhavati, he becomes great, very great person, he becomes. Prajaya, how he becomes great? With so many children. With so many children. Through progeny, grandchildren, Pashubhihi, with one car, two cars, two vehicles, he is becoming so popular, Pashubhihi. Brahma Varchasena, a lot of effulgence in the face, Tejas comes in his face. Mahan Bhavati, becomes great. Through fame, name and fame, he becomes great. Now with this, we conclude. Therefore, what we have understood by this, no? The entire creation is interdependent. All panchabhutas, body is made up of panchabhutas, and the five elements are also outside there. So body is depending upon the five elements. Five elements are all taken care of by this person, individual. This is called environmental awareness. Eco, what eco? Ecological balance. This ecological balance comes only by reverence. You have to respect the nature. Learn to respect the nature. We are not the consumers of the nature. We are the protectors of the nature. All Indians are the protectors of the nature. We never compete with the nature. We don't want to destroy the nature. We want to take care of the nature. Forests, ocean, rivers, all we have to take care of. We should not think they are all for my luxury, they are all for my enjoyment, they are all for me only, I want to consume them. Andha maadhiri manappanma irukka koodadhu. I have to respect them, I have to take care of them, and I have to get benefit out of them, and I have to show reverence to that nature. Then only they all will help us. The whole nature will help us. Otherwise, earthquakes, tsunamis, all will come. Lot of problems will come in here. This chaos take place in the nature, the human life will be in trouble. Therefore, after Western, lot of technological development, these factories there are constructing so many, and lot of pollution has increased so much, and they are pouring the whole pollution into that ocean. No? So the whole ocean water becoming more terrible now. It is creating lot of global warming. There are so many problems we are facing in the creation. This what you can call ozone problem in the nature. Lot of ultraviolet rays are increasing day by day. The more you are becoming materialistic, more and more technology increasing, more and more the human life is in danger. We are destroying the nature for the sake of technology. It is not good. That's what whole world is facing now. What you can do now? You cannot just like that you bring a mango tree or arasamaro like that. It takes years to grow, no? 20 years, 30 years. But you, 2 hours you can, with the bulldozer, you can destroy the big tree. But how much oxygen it is giving? How much in the climate purification, everything take place. All that Upanishad is talking. That is Vratama. Therefore, make more plants in your house. Maintain lot of plants in your house. Small, small plants, big trees also, very good. Next we'll see third vratam, third value. Every vratam is like a value. Okay? Every upasana is to develop reverence so that I see that Lord whom I worship in my house is in front of. Other day Swamiji was telling, see, we people worship the bronze idol or stone idols and paper photos and all we worship. Yeah. For that he gives one example. Your parents, when they are alive, when they are in front of us, we don't respect generally. When we are away from the parents, their photo which is my father, and we show a lot of reverence. Isn't it? When they are in front of us, we'll shout at them, we'll so angry with them, and we never try to listen to them when they are in front of us. But when they are away from us, you know, we worship that photo. What is this? Similarly, people worship the idols, the paper photos of God, but they never respect the creation, which is the God is alive in front of us, in the form of universe. God is alive in front of us in the form of universe. But when we are abusing the entire universe, plants, rivers, and we are polluting them, and we are cutting the trees, we are polluting the rivers, we are polluting even the ocean also. That much we are capable. And we are not respecting the God's entire cosmos, universe, which is the alive form of God. But we are happy to worship the idol, which there is no real life actually. Where life is there, we are disrespecting. Where life is not there, we are showing our respect. This is called, immaturity. Upanishad talks all those things. Alive God is in front of you in the form of universe. Panchabhutas, sun, moon. No? Panchabhutas are all alive form of God. Respect them. Don't forget, all those panchabhutas are only within your body. Next vratam we'll read. Third value. 9th anvaka.
Annam bahu kurvitam tadvratam prithivi va annam akasho nadaham prithivyam akasha pratishthitah akashe prithivi pratishthitam tadetadannamanne pratishthitam saya etadannamanne pratishthitam
saya etadannamanne
Veda pratitishthati. Annavanannado bhavati.
Annavanannado bhavati.
Mahan bhavati. Prajaya pashubhir brahma varchasena.
Prajaya pashubhir brahma
varchasena. Mahan kirtyam.
Third value is annam bahukurvita. May you produce more annam, plenty of food. Plenty of food may you produce. Why? This is the value given by our Upanishads. One has to cook more food, not little little. No? No? Why you have to cook more food also? Later mantra says. So I don't want to explain here. Cook more food. Okay. Bahu kurvita. Kurvitan may you produce. May you cook more food. Here produce first. To cook you have to get more food, no? See, you should get lot of rice to cook. Without rice and dhanya mandal, how can you cook? First produce more, then prepare more food. Produce, how you produce? How you get lot of dhanyam, rice and all? You get lot of dhanyam or rice, anything, only by giving lot of money. Isn't it? Who will give you freely? No. You can get it only by giving money, offering food, offering money. How you get money? You have to earn, you have to work hard, then only you will get food. So earn money more, okay. Then only you can get more food, you can produce more food. Lot of money is there, you will get lot of food, so that you can offer the food to others. Bahukurvita. One should produce plenty of food. Then, tat vratam. That should be a vow. Vratam means a vow, commitment. With reverence, I have to follow that. Respect the food. Respect the food. It's in the harvest, in the summer, pongal time. They do lot of puja to that in the fields, grains and all. They do lot of puja. Even that grains to get you, because of only that, what you cattle, no? Because of these buffaloes and cows. So we respect them also. And the bull, all these animals are helping for agriculture. We have to respect them also. Enna pongal? மாட்டு பொங்கல். என்ன மாட்டு பொங்கல் புரியறதோ? அதுதான் மாட்டு பொங்கல் ஏன் பண்ணணும்னா, சூர்யா பொங்கல் ஏன் பண்ணணும், பொங்கல் ஏன் பண்ணணும்னா இதுக்கு தான். இதெல்லாம் உபநிஷத்தில் சொல்ல, சங்கராந்தி பண்ணுங்க, பொங்கல் பண்ணுங்கன்னு. இந்த ஃபார்மில் தே ஹாவ் பிக்சரைஸ்டு ஏ பொங்கல் ஃபெஸ்டிவல். பிகாஸ் பீப்புள் கெனாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் மந்த்ராஸ். இட் ஷுட் பி கல்டிவேட்டட் த்ரூ த ப்ராக்டிஸ். பை ப்ராக்டிஸ் தே டெவலப் ரெவரன்ஸ். Then Upanishad says, why na prithivi va annam akashaha annadaha. So you have to respect prithivi inner. Annam bahukurvita nar. Prithivi is the one mother, bhumi is the mother. She gives plenty of food. Just you sow the seed, you know, how many plants are coming, how many mangoes? One mango seed ke thousands of mangoes, decades. Decades you get, years, 10 years, or 20 years, 30 years, one mango is ready, one mango, na. Who gives? Prithivi. Bhumata is giving. What, one fruit or two fruits? Hundreds of varieties of fruits we are getting and eating. Oh, so sweet, so nice, so sweet. Where from it is coming, na? From Bhumata it is coming. Prithivi. So plenty of food is coming from the earth. That's why we have to respect the Bhumi Puja. Bhumi Puja is very much highlighted here because I am getting everything from the bhumi only. What not we are getting from the bhumi, you tell me? What not? Our survival, real speaking, depends on the bhumi only. Prithiva annam. The earth, annam means earth is eaten by the space. Eaten by the space and supported by the space. And you have to take. Akashaha annadaha. The space is the eater. Supported. Similarly, you have to supply again opposite way. And prithivi, we have to say annadaha akashaha. Prithivi annadaha akashaha annam. Prithivi va annam akashaha annadaha is given. Because the space is supported by the earth is supported by the space. Therefore, you have to supply. And prithivi is annadaha, akashaha is annam. Because prithivyam akashaha pratishthitaha. The space is supported by the earth. And prithivi akashe pratishthita. The earth is supported by the space. How it is supported by the space? Just to come to our local example, you have to construct the house. The four walls you construct and that you are staying where? In the house. What is there in the house? Space, carpet space. Carpet, how many square feet? What is square feet? Square feet is nothing but space. You are using what? Space. Space only accommodating. Space is only accommodating where you cannot hang here and there. You have to stand on the earth only. So space, you are sitting here. Who is supporting? Earth only supporting. You are using the space. You are sitting in the space. Jolly, you are using the space. Supported by what? Earth. So earth is the supporter, space is supported. Similarly, earth is the supported, space is the supporter. Why? Without space, what you can do in the on the earth? Space is required to use the earth. So earth is the supported, akasha is the supporter. Now, you are in the akasha space and you are sitting on the ground earth. So you are supported by what now? Akasha and earth. Earth and akasha are supported by each other. Mutually supported. Dependence. Earth is depending on akasha. Akasha is depending on earth. So no, Swamini, I mean third floor. Your third floor is supported by second floor. Second floor is supported by first floor. First floor is supported by, of course, ground floor. Ground floor is supported by earth. Where can you go? So this Upanishad has to come and say, then only we listen. Otherwise, we don't care. My house, what is your house? Tell me now. Where is our house? Nahankaram raga dvesha to come down only Upanishad is teaching. This is called mind ground preparation. How can I? This is my house. Yesterday one person is telling. This is the house given by my father long ago. We are not at bond that time, no? Nearly over 50 years back he got that house. Whose house? House is nothing but space and earth. Belongs to you or Paramatma? Paramatma, Bhagavan. You are using it. So what about cement, bricks and all? They also came from earth only. They also belong to the Lord only. What belongs to you, tell me now. I am the owner of this house. That is very pride. This bungala. By that time, we will get lot of arrogance. Because of that, we misbehave with people by seeing our property. What is your property? What is your house actually? Where you are staying? How can we develop an attachment towards that which belongs to Bhagavan? I am a trustee. I am using Bhagavan's property. இப்படி ஞாபகம் இருக்கணும். நம்மள அகங்காரம் போகணும்னா இந்த மாதிரி ஒரு உபாசனை பண்ணணும். Earth is supported by the space. Space is supported by the earth. I am supported by both of them. No? So both of them are interdependent. Nothing is dependently existing in this creation. அது சொல்றதுக்காக தான் இந்த உபனிஷத்து மந்திரமே. What Upanishad want to convey, the corollary is, body is depending upon prana, prana is depending on body. Both are interdependent. None of them are independent. Whatever is not independent is mithya. Allah. Water is dependent on fire. Fire is dependent on waters. Both of them are depending on each other. Fire cannot exist without water. Water cannot exist without fire. Therefore, both of them are paratantram. They are not swatantram. Therefore, they are mithya, false. Even prithvi and akasha are, both of them are interdependent. Without akasha, there is no prithvi. Without prithvi, there is no akasha. Therefore, prithvi and akasha, both of them are paratantram. What is paratantram cannot be satyam. What is swatantram is satyam. What is satyam is that atma is satyam. Prana, shariram, prithvi, panchabhutas, akashad, vayuhu, vayor, agnihi, agner, apaha, adhya, prithvi, all of them are mithya. But what is satyam, anna? From which the akasha has come is satyam. Tasmadva, etasmad, atmanaha, akasha, sambhutaha. So akasha is depending upon Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is satyam, truth. All of them are mithya. Don't develop any arrogance on your body also. My body, no. Whose body? Whose body? My body, my house, my daughter, my son. Ahankara and mamakara. In the rundu vetsindi, you are just dancing. Bhagavan will teach you a lesson one day. No. Therefore, that's why yesterday we did puja. Why that puja we did? Bhagavan, you are everything, I am nothing. I am supported by you. Everything is supported by you only. In this ahankara should go away. This is called ground preparation. For that sake only, then this is called meditation. I meditate upon this Lord, either Rama, Krishna. In this Lord, I invoke the whole universe. I invoke the whole universe. How I have invoked yesterday? I have invoked this Lord by offering what? Water, by offering sandal paste, by offering dhupam. Dhupam represents prithivi, gandham. Water, arghyam samarpayami, padhyam samarpayami represents what? Water. Flame represents what? Agni. Pushpam represents akasha. So all we are panchabhutas, we are offering to the Lord. How you offer panchabhutas, tell me now. Panchabhutas you cannot bring and offer. You are offering panchabhuta in the form of sandal paste. Because gandha from the earth. See, gandham is the nature of earth. So you are offering gandham to the Lord. How you offer water, sinna? Argyam samarpayami, patyam samarpayami, and the panchabhuta, jalam you are offering. Agni flame you are showing to the Lord, and the Agni tattvam you are offering to the Lord. The whole universe is yours, Bhagavan, I'm offering to you. And akasha is represents pushpam. The pushpam samarpayami. Vastram samarpayam, whatever I wear, whatever I eat, whatever I take, everything I have to give to the Lord. So everything is yours, I am using. Please you also take. First I give to you, then I will use. If I don't use to Bhagavan first and I enjoy, I am come ஐ கேன் பி கால் ஆஸ் எ தீஃப் திருடன் பேர். ஸ்தேனஹா, தட் பர்சன் இஸ் எ தீஃப். Without offering to Bhagavan, whoever eats or consume anything, enjoy, that person is called as a thief. Better to offer. So Upanishad says, Akashe prithivi pratishthitam, prithivyam akashaha pratishthitaha. Whoever meditates upon this akasha and prithivi in this manner, he gets worldly results also, and what? High spiritual benefit also he gets. Worldly results means he get mana vishalata, the raga dvesha illa poidum, the impurity of the mind goes away. He becomes more the possessor of food. That is spiritual benefit is jnana vairagyam, chitta shuddhi, mana vishalata, chitta samskaram, all will come. They are all spiritual benefits. Worldly benefits, what? Lot of food, lot of name, lot of fame, and he can give lot of food to others, and he will be respected by all people, because if you have money, people will come to you, because you offer so many things, gifts and all. Therefore, through cattle, wealth and all, he will become so prosperous, effulgent. He becomes great through fame. This is the ninth anuvaka, third upasana, third value over. Next comes to the 10th value and 10th upasana we will read.
Nakanchana vasatau pratyachakshitam.
Nakanchana vasatau pratyachakshitam.
Tadvratam. தஸ்மாத்யயாகயாசம் விதயா பஹ்வன்னம் ப்ராப்னுயாத் அராத்யஸ்மாம் அன்னமித்யாசக்ஷதேம் ஏதத்வை முகதோன்னகும் ராத்தம் முகதோன்னகும் ராத்தம் முகதோஸ்மா அன்னகும் ராத்யதே ஏதத்வை மத்யதோன்னகும் ராத்தம் மத்யதோஸ்மா அன்னகும் ராத்யதே ஏதத்வா அந்ததோன்னகும் ராத்தம் அந்ததோஸ்மா அன்னகும் ராத்யதே ய ஏவம் வேத.
சோ பிராண ஷரீர உபாசன, ஜல அக்னி உபாசன, பிருத்திவி ஆகாஷ உபாசன ஓவர். நவ் ஹியர் த விரதம் இஸ் அதிதி seva anar. Atithi seva is the vratam. Here particular upasana has not mentioned, but this atithi seva, how much importance it is, it is mantra is showing. Nakanchana vasatau pratyachakshita. Pratyachakshita means one should not turn away. Prati plus achakshita. One should not turn away their face when guest comes. Okay? You have to invite the guests. TV switch off pannanam first. Vango vango ukkarungo ani chollanam. Atithi devo bhava, they said. Matru devo bhava, pitru devo bhava, acharya devo bhava. Atithi Devo Bhava. Just as you respect your mother, you adore your mother, you have to adore or respect the guests also. Who is Atithi? Na Dvitiya Tithi Vidyate Saha Atithi Inar. Dvitiya Dvitiyana Rundavad Tithila Irupara Illyana Avarke Theriyadu. நமக்கு தெரியாது, அவனுதான் அதிதி. முன்னாடி சொல்லிட்டு நான் ஒரு வாரம் இருக்க போறேன் வரேன்னு சொன்னா அவர் அதிதி இல்லை. எக்ஸாக்ட் அதிதி என்ன, தோஸ் டேஸ் ஹி வில் நெவர் ரைட் எ லெட்டர், ஐ எம் கம்மிங், ஐ எம் கோயிங் டு ஸ்டே இன் யுவர் ஹவுஸ். தே நெவர் மென்ஷன் லைக் தட் பிகாஸ் தோஸ் டேஸ் லெட்டர்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் தே கெனாட் ரைட், ஈவன் போஸ்டல் அவைலபிலிட்டி ஆல்சோ வாஸ் நாட் தேர். ஸோ பீப்புள் ஜஸ்ட் லைக் தட் தே கம். There is no possibility of communicating to them. So they come. When they come, this person has to offer all for whatever you give to Bhagavan, you have to offer to Atithi. That much respect. First you have to give water to wash their feet. Then you have to offer water to drink. Then you have to ask them to take rest. Then you have to give water, provide water for them to take bath. Then you have to cook food and you have to invite that person. Please come and eat. பாவம் ரொம்ப தூரமாக வந்து நிற்கிறீங்க, பசிக்கிறதோ என்னமோ சாப்பிடுங்கோ, எப்படி சாப்பிட்டாலோ என்னமோ கேட்கணும், இதெல்லாம் சொல்லணுமா? You have to tell them, I don't know when you have started your journey. You have not taken food. I don't know how for much you are hungry. Please come, 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 eat, eat. You have to say like this. வந்துட்டாரா? அது சொல்லக்கூடாது. I used to listen when I was young, you know, in my house or mom's auntie's house and grandparents' house and all. When person comes, half an hour they make the person sit and they ask nicely. All vicharana panni, after giving everything, water, food and all, and they sit with that person and they ask about their family matters and all these things they used to. Kushalam, kushala prashna. This Kushala Prashna is very important. This is the way you are respecting. That person should not feel we are burden to this family. And the person ki andha alochana varamale pannanamanna, that much love and affection you have to show towards that person. That's what mantra says. Kanchana vasatau pratyachakshita. So any person whoever comes as atithi, Vasatav means seeking shelter. That Atithi is one who wants shelter, food. These two only they want, no? Why they come to your house? They want shelter, they want food. These two you provide and they go and do their work, whatever they have to do. Their what you can call, their purpose of coming to that place, they will take care of. They have to take care of food and shelter. So this is called vasatau, seeking shelter. For the sake of shelter, any person, one should not turn away from your house if they come. So adam illa nu solla kudad. Tat vratam, that should be a vow. Atithi seva, this is called janana na vidyate dvitiya tithi. Atithi, he should not stay next day. He should not stay, not only that, he should not say, I am going, and he should not say, I am going. He has to leave the house without saying, he should not be burdened to the family. At the same time, these people also should not feel that person is burden. That is, person alone is called Atithi. According to Shastra, one day you stay, and do your work and leave the place. By leaving, na poyitu varre thirupi malli varre ani sollakoodad. Eppo na those sthithi and taarigalla paathri sollakoodad. Avan athithi illa. That person is coming to eat only here, no? We should not take such people as athithi. And you see how delicate, no, how sensitive people were those days. When we go to a house and we feel very bad to eat in their house, and that feeling should not come to our mind, they have to take care of us. At the same time, this person also should feel, ஐ ஷுட் நாட் டேக் தேர் டைம் எனர்ஜி திங்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல். சும்மா உட்கார்ந்து சாப்பிட்டு இருக்கு, சீரியல் பார்த்துட்டு அவர் வீட்டில் உட்கார்ந்து எதுக்கிட்ட வந்தான்னா சும்மா வந்தான்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. அப்படி உட்கார்ந்தே பேசி சாப்பிட்டுட்டே இருக்கக்கூடாது அவங்க வீட்டில். பாப்பா அவங்க ஏதாவது அதி தேவோபவான சர்விங்கன்னா இவன் சாப்பிட்டு இருக்கக்கூடாது. போத் ஆஃப் தெம் ஹாவ் டு மெயின்டைன் த வேல்யூ. The Atithi also has to maintain the same value, protect the same value, and other person who is the giving host also should maintain the same value. Then only it can be tallied properly. If I worship the Atithi like that, what is the benefit? What you have to do? Tasmat, tadvratam, tasmat, what you have to do? Tasmat, பஹு அன்னம் பிராப்னுயாத். ஒன் ஷுட் அக்வயர் மோர் ஃபுட், பிளென்டி ஆஃப் ஃபுட். ஸோ சின்ஸ் யூ ஷுட் நாட் சே நோ டு எனி அதிதி கெஸ்ட் வென் ஹீ ஆர் ஷீ கம்ஸ், யூ ஹாவ் டு கீப் ஆல்வேஸ் ஃபுட் ஃபார் தெம் ஆல்வேஸ் பின் ப்ரிசர்வ். யூ ஹாவ் டு ப்ரிசர்வ் ஃபுட் ஃபார் தெம். வென் தே கம் யூ ஹாவ் டு குக் இம்மீடியட்லி. ஈவன் நெக்ஸ்ட் டே ஹவுஸ் டோருக்கு போயாவது கொண்டு வந்தாவது குக் பண்ணணும், வீட்டில் இல்லைன்னு. இதுதான் இருக்கு, நீங்கள் அட்ஜஸ்ட் பண்ணிக்கோங்கன்னு சொல்லக்கூடாது. இஃப் ஐ ஆஸ்க் தெம் தட் டு அட்ஜஸ்ட் லைக் திஸ் வாட் எவர் ஐ ஹாவ் ஐ வில் கிவ் தட் சால்னா. இஃப் யூ சே உபனிஷத் சேஸ் சச் பர்சன் வாட் எவர் ஹீ ஆஃபர்ஸ் வித் வாட் ஆட்டிடியூட் ஹீ ஆஃபர்ஸ் தட் எலோன் ஹீ வில் கெட் தட் வித் தட் ஆட்டிடியூட் ஓன்லி ஹீ வில் கெட் தட்ஸ் வாட் உபனிஷத் சேஸ். Therefore, bahuvannam prapnuyat. One should require sangraham kuryat. Prapnuyat means one should acquire sangraham kuryat, more food, procure an artham. Yayakaya cha vidhaya. Somehow or other, he has to get food. Somehow or other, legitimately, okay, moderately, he has to get somehow or other. We used to listen when some guest comes. Suddenly we don't have certain things in those days, no? And the next door, my guest came, can give this? And they both, no? Next door house person, no? They will share. So they will give whatever this person want. Another day somebody comes to her house. No, she will come and take from this house. Take, they will give. இப்போ என்னடா நெய்பர்ஸ் எங்க இருக்காரே தெரியாது நமக்கு. நமக்கு டிவி தான் தெரியும். We don't know neighbors also, no? Neighbors talking, no? We are always complained about neighbors. Neighbors, it's not a joke. You have to take care of them as another family. That is called neighbor. But this flat system has come. Nowadays, kadav theranda namak edho or pulinu maathra maadhiri irukona appadi irukkakoodad neighbors enna or congenial atmosphere must be there. That is called amicability. You have to adjust with them. The love and affection you give, they also will give. Therefore, Upanishad says, somehow or other, you have to earn that food or procure food. Annam aradhi asmai. Food has been prepared for this person who is the guest. Heart-heart-a kudukkonu. Edha kaalaiyila pannita, whenever you serve the food, you have to serve every item in heart. ரொம்ப அசூடாக இருக்கணும் சர்வ் பண்ணும்போது. நல்லா ஆறி போனதுக்கப்புறம் சர்வ் பண்ண, உனக்கு கூட ஆறி போனது தான் சர்வ் பண்ணுவோம். அப்புறம் அப்புறம் பார்த்துக்கிறேன் சுவாமி, அப்புறம் இல்லை எப்போ வருவோம் கண்டிப்பானா. இஃப் யூ கிவ் த ஸ்டேல் ஃபுட், யூ வில் ஆல்சோ கெட் த சேம் ஃபுட். இஃப் யூ வித் டிஸ்ரெஸ்பெக்ட் இஃப் யூ சர்வ், யூ வில் ஆல்சோ பி சர்வ்டு பை வித் டிஸ்ரெஸ்பெக்ட் ஓன்லி. நம்ம எது கொடுக்குறோமோ அதே வரும் நமக்கு, எப்படி கொடுக்குறோமோ அப்படியே நமக்கு வரும். So if I give plenty of food to others, I get plenty. If I give more fruits, I get more fruits. If I give more rice, I get more rice. If I give more water, I get more water. Good water. If I give good water, I get good water. If I give good food, good food. Ippadha varuma. Na chollala. Upanishad is telling you. Parunga. Asmai annam aradhi. Aradhi means prepare more food. Iti... Thus, the householder achakshate, declare. What he has declared? Vangu vangu saapdungo na. Etat vai annam radham. If the food has been prepared and served, mukhataha. in the best manner anartham samarthyam radh dhatu 1p 1a 4p 5p la irukku radh dhatu vridhyan means nariya plenty of food you have to prepare serve that is the radh dhatu samruddhiyodana accomplish you have to accomplish in preparing the food anartham you must be capable of preparing the food enakella panna theriyadanu solla koodadhu pannanu items items ah pannanu avar saapidraro illiyo avar konjam da saapiduvaru nu konjam panna koodadhu avar nariya items saapida maatana pannama avar paathale podum adhu thrupti vanda and person ku they will bless you very difficult no all these things edho or item potittu na saapidunga nalla saapidunga poiduma venuma inge vechiru karanni venuma venuma kekkada koodadhu இந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் சர்வ் பண்ண பாபம் எப்படி இருக்கும் தட் வில் சி மோர் இன் த நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரி ஓம்